today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today's special, Salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode under the topic of sleeping. Of course, we'll look at sleeping in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 6th of the month of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran. This is chapter Al Imran, verse 154. Let's listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يغشى طائفة منكم وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية يقولون هل لنا من الأمر من شيء قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ يَقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ مَا قُتِلْنَا هَاهُنَا قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَضَاجِعِهِمْ وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ
Then after distress, He sent down upon you security in the form of drowsiness, overcoming a faction of you, while another faction worried about themselves, thinking of Allah other than the truth, the thought of ignorance, saying, Is there anything for us to have done in this matter? Say, Indeed, the matter belongs completely to Allah. They conceal within themselves what they will not reveal to you. They say, If there was anything we could have done in the matter, Some of us would not have been killed right here. Say, even if you had been inside your houses, those decreed to be killed would have come out to their deathbeds. It was so that Allah might test what is in your breasts and purify what is in your hearts. And Allah is knowing of that within the breasts.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The night following the Battle of Uhud was a dreadful night, full of anxiety and fear. The Muslims anticipated that the victorious soldiers of Quraysh would return to Medina again. So the verse denotes that after heavy griefs and sorrows of the day of Uhud, Allah sent down peace and security on them. It says, "Then after that grief, He sent down security upon you." This peace was the very light sleep that fell on a group of them. But there were some others who thought of their own selves and carried nothing except their own rescue. That was why they lost the security given to them totally.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal-Iman. Ilayka qalban yadhubu hubban bin nuri wal-Iman.
We are trying to look at the topic sleeping in the view of Islam. Sleep is one of the signs and blessings of Allah which is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah gave us sleep as a time of rest and recovery. Sleep makes us humble and reminds us that we are not invincible. Even if we are the most powerful person in the world, we still have to sleep and be vulnerable when we sleep. Sleep is a time when we can keep away from sins and we can be thankful to Allah to have that time. It is a reminder of death and the resurrection for those who pay attention to it and ponder it. Sleep has been praised by Imam Reza, Shia's 8th Imam, peace be upon him. He says, "Sleep is the sultan of the brain, the foundation of the body, and its strength." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the importance of sleeping. It's indicated that when someone sleeps, lying on his or her left hand, left side, he becomes, more relaxed, and because of this, he or she may sleep longer, but lying on one's right side causes the person to have, shorter sleep. At the same time, it must be indicated that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lie on a mat. However, when some of his companions advised him to lie on something soft, he indicated that, he was content with just a mat. And because of this, it means that, it indicates that sometimes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred something quite simple over a very luxury place for sleeping. According to one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad, the place where he used to sleep was, a piece of skin filled with some dried leaves of the date palm. According to the geographical and natural situation of ancient Arabia.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The etiquette of sleeping. Know how to deal with sleeplessness. Sometimes falling asleep can be almost impossible. If you have difficulty falling asleep, doing dhikr and making dua may help you feel sleepy. One of the companions of the Prophet of Islam, Zayd ibn Thabit, said, "I complained to the Messenger of Allah about insomnia that I was suffering from." He said, "Say, O Allah, the stars have come out and eyes have closed. And you are the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes you. O ever-living, O sustainer, bring calm to my night and let my eyes sleep. O Allah, take away from me what I am suffering." It's normal to have a night or two of sleeplessness sometimes, but if you have trouble falling asleep almost every day and it's affecting your daily routine, it might be time to take a trip to your doctor and discuss this problem. They may offer medication or other remedies to help you fall asleep easily. Make sure you avoid activities and environments that keep you awake. While it is tempting, technology screens are known to keep you up. The sleeping environment should also be dark and quiet, so your brain knows it is time to sleep and not stay awake.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Hygiene of sleep. All living things require rest after activity because activity entails wear and tear of living tissues. And rest means their repair. During sleep, worn out cells are replaced and waste products are eliminated. Not only human beings and animals require sleep, but plants also stand in need of it. It is exemplified in the case of sunflower, which opens its petals at sunrise and closes at dusk. As regards the amount of sleep, no hard and fast rules can be laid down because it depends upon the age, upon occupation, upon temperament of the individual. As a rule, infants and children require more sleep than adults. The age require more rest than actual sleep. That means they should spend more of their time in a reclining position. Brain workers require more sleep than those doing physical labor. Weak and sick people require more sleep than the healthy ones. Healthy adults doing brain work should sleep for 7 hours as a rule.
الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها. Allah takes away the souls, lets the soul depart the body at death. And that is the actual death. And there is a minor death at the time of sleep. في منامها. فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى. At the time of when the soul departs the body, Allah will see. Is it time for death? Is it time of ajal for that spirit, for that soul? If it is, he will take that soul and he will not allow it to come back to the body. But if the time of ajal has not come, then he will allow the soul to come back to the body. One interpretation of dreams is that at the time of sleep, our souls depart our bodies and they wander around to places, from one place to another place. And they meet other souls. So the dreams that we see, it is actually our soul meeting our other souls. whether they are alive or they're dead. When you see yourself, for example, in Mecca, it is because your soul went to Mecca at the time of sleep. This is one interpretation of why we see dreams.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. I mean, sleeping in the view of Islam. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.